Did the Irish invent ice hockey? Well, that's the premise of a new documentary set to feature at the Galway Film Fla in just over a week's time. Ice hockey is the national sport of Canada, but let's face it, if you've ever seen it, the similarities to hurling are undeniable. In Puck na Gael, the Puck of the Irish, former Clare hurler and manager Ger Lochnan sets out to explore the relationship between the two sports. Listen to a little bit of the trailer.
The Ryan Blaine tennis. Cardina Rano, Grev Bant Vur, Egani Manio, Lestar Sport Ella, Aim Reiter Ivado Eric, on Haka Ayer. Is Kimta, who will on skill, on passion, on loose, August on physical of Kena, a Bant Leshandar there.
Filmmaker Eamon O'Coolan and Gar O'Brien, festival director at the Flower, both was a DF. First of all, Eamon, where did you get this idea from?
I guess it all started probably at the Fla in 2012 when we had a film called Men at Lunch. And I met up with a colleague, actually a friend of Gareth, Sam Kingston from Cork. And I had a lot of trips going to Canada over the years. My wife's brother's married in Canada, in Toronto actually. And I've heard the story of this vague story of how the Irish, you know, had were there at the beginning of ice hockey, and I knew very little more. And when I met Sam Kingston, a Clonakilty man, it all kind of came together. He's a history head. He went to college here in UI, and the story just kind of came together from there. And we started researching, going back to where the original ice hurlers immigrated from Ireland probably over 250 years ago. And that's where the story begins, in Nova Scotia, in King's College in Nova Scotia. And it's in their manuscripts. It's a guy called Halliburton wrote about his diaries of spending time at the school. And that's where it begins. And it's a lovely piece in the documentary where it's not a total reenactment because funds didn't allow, but you get the spirit of the reenactment that we did with the students of today, with the old Irish hurling sticks, the old Thai style now with a schlitter and so on. And they were happy out to play it out like as if they did 200 years ago, I guess.
It's the physicality, I suppose, is probably the biggest comparison. The fact that you've got grown men who don't hold back from each other and are armed with sticks. I mean, that's the most obvious example, isn't it?
Well, that's probably one of the main reasons hurling never took off in North America. When the college, the university type, the university started growing the end of the 17th century, being in the 18th century, the university started growing. And parents didn't want their students playing hurling because of the physicality and they'd get pucked around the place. They'd come home with cuts, scars, whatever else. And that's probably one of the reasons that hurling didn't take off in the States.
Why were the Canadians made of hardier stuff then?
Well, I think the game in Canada kind of molded into ice hockey. Irish immigrants brought over ice hurling because of the weather and the conditions and ice and snow. That changed slowly into ice hurling, and then that molded into the game what we have today. And the other thing is that not alone did we bring our game to Canada, but we actually molded the game into what it is today and made the structure with regards to the rules. And we were all the way through up until the present day. Like the guy that's head of the Toronto Maple Leafs, which is probably the Man United of ice hockey, is first generation Irish. His mother was from Belfast, and his father was from Cork, Brendan Shanahan. Also, there's another a lady from Ardmore. She was born in Armagh, but immigrated to Canada in the late 70s or mid 70s, and she's probably the most successful Irish born athlete between Olympic Games and World Championships that no one has ever heard about.
Classic story of a hero nobody
Geraldine
knows.
Heaney, yeah.
Geraldine Heaney. Well, yeah. Geraldine, we mark your name today. Toronto became known as the Belfast of Canada. Why was that?
I guess probably it's immigrants from Northern Ireland, North and South, Protestants and Catholics mixing in Belfast, and like here in Ireland, they had their differences, and that's probably there's notes, and we've through our research we've seen a lot of notes of fights, skirmishes, and so on. And to be honest, the Catholics were actually very oppressed in Toronto and in Canada for a long time.
Let's talk about the Fla itself, Gar O'Brien. It's great to have a film like this as part of it, isn't it? And you've been 29 years doing the film, Vlad, not you personally, obviously, but it's been going for 29 years. But the one thing that has been consistent about it is the quality and like the ease at which films like this are now produced. I use the phrase ease lightly, knowing that you probably bust every bone in your body doing it. But, you know, it looks effortless. They look better. You know, the standard has improved an awful lot over the years, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Someone asked me recently in my time doing this programme directing The Fla, that's 7 years now, what's changed most? And I thought two words, quality and quantity. There's obviously been a democratisation of filmmaking in that. A lot more people have access to making films now, but the quality has been absolutely outstanding, especially over the last number of years. There's been some absolutely amazing Irish films. I mean, I think last year we were all raving, and early this year, about The Young Offenders, A Date for Mad Mary, things like Jadaville, which we all had The Fla this year. And in a sense, I was thinking we have a lot to live up to this year, but then kind of looking at all the Irish world premieres we have this year.
Well, you've got some great films. Absolutely. I mean, the standing out there, Maze, which is obviously absolutely about the Maze prison in Belfast, with Tom Von Lawler's in that, isn't he?
Yeah, Tom Von Lawler, Barry Ward, Martin McCann. It's an absolutely great cast, and it's one of those things that are so hard to do, but everyone likes, is that just a really solid, tough, tense thriller. And Stephen Burke, who directed that, has done an absolutely fantastic job. I mean, it's an amazing story in a lot of ways, but what they do cleverly in that is it's about the relationship between Larry Marley, the lad who decides on the breakup or the breakout, and the prison guard played by Barry Ward. And it's their kind of weird relationship from two opposite sides that kind of drives it. So that's one absolutely fantastic film.
There's a couple of others in there. Just tell us a little bit.
Athree Penance. Yeah, that's a really, really interesting film. It's something I think a lot of people have thought for years it'd be great to see, which is a film set in both 1916 and the Troubles. So it follows this one character. It's a priest played by Peter Coonan, who radicalises this young altar boy, essentially.
Love hates Peter Coonan.
Love hates Peter Coonan. I think that's his full name. It says that on his passport, actually.
He's had it changed by deed book.
He does, yeah. Love hates Peter Coonan. But he... yeah, he radicalises this young boy, and they end up going from Derry to the Rising in Dublin. And without spoiling too much about it, it kind of picks up again at the start of the Troubles, and the priest has slightly different views, and it kind of catches up with him and the boy where they are some 50 years later.
And of course, it's not just Irish features and documentaries. You're also looking at world cinema, and Dunkirk.
Dunkirk, yeah.
Is that the first time Dunkirk has been seen on this island?
Yeah, that's the Irish premiere of Dunkirk, which is great. That's a bit of work doing that, but the guys at Warner's were really, really helpful as well. So we're really excited to be having the Irish premiere of that on Sunday, the 16th of July. So that's going to be a really interesting one.
And to be fair, is there Irish interest in that?
There's loads of Irish. Killian Murphy, Barry Keoghan, who's a really great upcoming actor. He kind of just took Cannes by storm in that new film with Colin Farrell, Killing of a Sacred Deer by Yorgos Lanthimos, which is another Irish production. He's going to be absolutely huge, and he's amazing in that.
Well, speaking of stars, of course, we have to mention the star, Eamon, of this particular movie that we're talking about, which is Puck na Gael, and that is Ger Lachnan.
Yeah, Ger.
How much convincing did you have to get Ger Lachnan to do this?
Ger is a great guy to start off. He's fanatical
about hurling. I think we can agree that.
He's precious about his hurling and hunting. He loves his hunting, but hurling is one thing that is very sacred to him, and he loves to bits. And when I told him that hurling brought hurling to Canada, it took a little bit of convincing. You know, he saw the facts. He says, yeah, they're there, but I guess seeing them and being there, he grew into the story, and he did a great, really, really good job. Even last week I was talking to him, and he says he's following the scores from ice hockey and so on. This is something that he wouldn't have probably done before. So he a great guy.
Is there an opening maybe on CBC or one of the Canadian channels for Ger Lachnan to give his a Cerbic view of ice hockey?
Well, hurling is seriously grown in Canada. They're actually there's live games now in Canada through the summer. So they might find a home from there. I'm not sure about the ice hockey. He might be too honest for the Canadians. definitely he's a great guy. And he put in a big, big kind of effort with this stock, because we stretched through snow. We dug our car out of our car park.
How many were on the crew? Was it just you and Ger, or were there a few other bodies?
It was myself,
with
Sam Kingston, Ray McDonough, DOP, Thomas Anyachtin, Sound, and Ger. And when we were up to our eyes or tonsils or whatever you want to call it. There was no airs and graces. He was willing to chip in and give us a hand.
Well, when you're a small little crew like that, you kind of have to, don't you?
And yeah. I don't think he was expecting it. There's a lot of scenes there. He's carrying a bag, but it's actually probably mine. So we dug deep because it's just the conditions. It was in Montreal that day we were there shooting that piece. It was almost minus 30, I think.
Minus 30?
We were doing interview. We did an interview with, I know it's probably mad, and when you think back, it is mad, but we did an interview on the side of the canal there that the Irish built. And it was actually, I wanted to do that piece. And the first piece we see himself and the guy Joe, that we did the interview with, there's actually a burst of snow. It's almost like it was just cue the snow.
You had a little fan ready to blow the snow up. Yeah.
Right, hit them right in the face, and it's just he put in a huge effort. And
I presume you kept that in though, didn't you?
Definitely. Yeah. That's definitely in it. And the story is great. In my opinion, it's just it seems almost like a pub yarn. You know, the Irish created or invented
it's almost like an urban myth. Yeah. That actually has a ring of truth. Gina in Kerry says, my son plays hurling in Toronto. It's a great community. He's been out there for 5 years working in construction. Gina, he is a rarity, a Kerry man who plays hurling in Canada. I don't know, there's only a handful of them, I'd imagine. Great work, Eamon, says another listener. I'm an Irish expat living in Canada and really looking forward to seeing the film. So it's going to be on show at the Galway Film Fla, but where else will people be able to see it?
Well, thankfully TG Cahir gave me the funding to do it along with the BAI. Without, I guess, TG Cahir and the BAI, you wouldn't get to tell these stories, and especially in the Irish language, because as I found out on my trip, Canada was actually voted, unsuccessfully though, to be the third national language of Canada at one stage. When we were, all our crews were speaking Irish all the way through, people asking us what language we were speaking, we said, well, this is our native tongue, and it was actually voted for in Canada to be the third language of Canada after English and French.
Right, okay. And well, speaking Irish and putting that as the second language or third language has caused trouble elsewhere of late, but the Canadians seem to be at ease with it. A Gara Bryan Festival programmer for the Galway Film Fla, which runs from the 11th to the 16th of July. Good luck to everybody taking part in
that. Thank you.
Eamon na Coolán, filmmaker and the director of Puck na Gael or Puck of the Irish. Thank you very much both for joining us.